Israel is stepping up its offensive against the Islamist group Hamas in response to continued Palestinian rocket fire from Gaza. The Israeli military has launched more airstrikes against targets in Gaza, and it has arrested members of Hamas in the West Bank. As NPR's Eric Westerveld reports, there are fears that the violence could escalate, as some Hamas leaders are calling for the renewal of suicide attacks inside Israel.
The number of rockets fired from the Gaza Strip into Israel is down from last week, but the Qassam rockets still land daily in southern towns. Ground Zero has been the working-class city of Sderot, near the Gaza border. Sderot residents, some of whom are unable to or are too poor to flee north, have to run for cover every day as the rockets fall. Sderot City Councilman Michael M. Selim calls the constant barrages horrendous and intolerable.
People are fleeing this unbearable situation. We must wake up the Israeli government to the fact that evacuation is not a solution. The real solution is that the Palestinians should have to evacuate. Not us. Not us.
So far this year, according to the Israeli military, more than 350 Gaza rockets have landed in Israel. They've killed only one Israeli, but have wounded more than a dozen people and damaged homes, offices, schools, and deeply rattled nerves. Israel's Deputy Defense Minister, Ephraim Sneh, joined other Israeli officials this week in declaring that the ongoing rocket fire has made senior Hamas members, including elected political leaders, potential targets for Israeli forces. Sneh says no member of Hamas or Islamic Jihad, the main militant groups firing the rockets, has any immunity from retaliation.
If the squad leader, ringleader, perpetrator of rocket launching, or if he one of the political leaders who inspire terror and calling for terror, no one has immunity.
Israel has unleashed steady airstrikes in Gaza at suspected rocket launch teams, rocket makers, and at several buildings housing Hamas security forces, and one belonging to forces loyal to Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian president. In the last week and a half, 38 Palestinians, the majority of them militants, but at least 12 civilians, have been killed in the airstrikes, according to officials at Gaza City's main hospital. Early today, Israeli military forces in the West Bank arrested 33 Hamas members, including lawmakers, local mayors, and a cabinet minister in the flimsy unity government with rival Fatah. Last year, Israel also arrested Hamas legislators. More than 40 Hamas members of parliament are now in Israeli custody. Palestinian Information Minister Mustafa Barghouti denounced these latest arrests as an attempt by Israel to systematically destroy the already weak and divided Palestinian Authority.
If this situation continues, I can see it in front of my eyes that this government would collapse and the whole Palestinian Authority will collapse. And then we will have a very serious and terrible situation.
Barghouti calls the firing of rockets by Hamas and Islamic Jihad useless and stupid. He says the Palestinian Authority can put an end to it if the Gaza ceasefire that collapsed is renewed and expanded to include the West Bank. You can't have a viable ceasefire in Gaza, Barghouti says, if there are constant Israeli military operations in cities throughout the West Bank.
Every day there is an invasion in Nablus. Every day there is an invasion in Jenin. Every day they kill somebody. They cannot split the Palestinian people into two pieces. One piece has to be hit every day, the other piece has to stay calm. This doesn't work.
So far, President Mahmoud Abbas has failed to get Hamas to agree to halt the rocket fire or to get Israel to expand any ceasefire to the West Bank. There's now fear the violence will spiral into wider bloodshed with Israel and potentially provoke new fighting among rival Palestinian factions. Sheikh Yazid Khadr, Hamas's spokesman in the West Bank, calls the Palestinian Authority and the unity government with Fatah increasingly weak, irrelevant, and likely short-lived.
Let it go to hell. We neither need an authority, nor do we need a government that is incapable of standing opposite an aggressive Zionist enemy like Israel.
In essence, Khadr is calling for a renewal of suicide bombings inside Israel. He says the only option he sees is to unleash what he calls resistance fighters to target civilians inside the Jewish state.
Up to now, the Israeli occupation has managed to slaughter us like sheep. But I want to confirm that the coming days will see the slaughtering of the Israelis.
Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Jerusalem.